Welcome back, everyone. Today we have with us Katie Grabowski. She is Colorado MUFON State Director and serves on the Colorado Board of Directors. She's also author of Letters of Love and Light, Four Decades of UFO Encounters, Experiences and Sightings Shared with UFOlogist Dr. Leo Sprinkle. She is currently writing her second book, High Strangeness on a Colorado Ranch, the Colorado Skinwalker Ranch, Craft, Cattle, Copters, Cryptids, and Cover-Ups. Katie, welcome. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am doing excellent. Yes, happy Monday. It's great to talk to you. I'm also in the great state of Colorado. I'd love to check out all the paranormal hotspots that I can. And I know Colorado is full of amazing places, right?
Yeah, it sure is. You got to get to Estes Park and check out Stanley Hotel. I mean, that's a great paranormal hotel right there to start with. But yeah, there's so many places out here, San Luis Valley for UFOs and the UFO lookout and just a lot of different areas for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking forward to checking out as many places as I can. And I'm also looking forward to your presentation at this year's Laughlin UFO Mega Conference. It's going to be June 6th through 12th in Laughlin, Nevada. The title of your presentation is High Strangeness on a Colorado Ranch. I'd love for you to give us like a little sneak preview of what you're going to be talking about and presenting.
Okay. Well, in a nutshell, the whole reason I got into ufology in the first place is I know it's been over 40 years ago, kind of aging myself, but as a young girl out in Elbert County, Colorado, my family and I experienced some very high strangeness events. A lot of cattle mutilations at the time. Linda Moulton Howe was prominent in investigating these mutilations out here. She was local in Denver at the time, got her start out here. And we had paranormal activity, UFO sightings, Bigfoot creature sightings, all sorts of really high strangeness out there on the ranch. And I was 9 to 12 years old when all this happened. In 2012, I revisited this and started to research answers for what was happening at the ranch at the time. So it's been, you know, 9+ years of research into this. And what was fascinating is one day I bought a book called Hunt for the Skinwalker, which I didn't know anything about the Skinwalker Ranch at the time. I just thought, oh, it's about a ranch. Maybe there's some parallels. And in that book is a chapter called Other Hotspots. And they talked about the family's ranch out in Elbert County, Colorado. And I was like, oh, and that's where I learned that Dr. Leo Sprinkle was one of the original investigators of the ranch. So I quickly wrote him a letter and heard back from him verifying, yes, it is the family's ranch. Quickly drove down to Laramie. It's only a 2.5-hour drive for me to go down there. And I just started, I pulled the file from the investigation, and I've been researching and doing interviews and flying and talking with people. And I'm so anxious to share everything that I've learned with all of you guys at Laughlin. At heart, I'm a researcher, and my happy place is hidden in dusty boxes and archives and reading. But there comes a point where you have to start sharing what you've learned. And that's where I am now in my journey. It's time to share all these things with others. So I'm really looking forward to doing that out there.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to hearing about it. And when it comes to, longtime research, I've had plenty of ufologists, plenty of paranormal researchers, plenty of paranormal investigators, and most of them have come to a similar conclusion to me that there is a profound connection between the UFO and ET phenomenon and paranormal experiences. Would you agree with that?
100%. Yeah. It took me a few years to get there, and I ebbed and flowed, like, are they connected? Are they not? But it's just undeniable to me. The more books you read, the more things you learn, the more interviews you do, and just your own personal experience. I mean, the fact that I spent time out on that ranch and both my sister and I had very personal experiences out there, you cannot negate your own experiences and how they connect. Not only that, not only paranormal connections, but at the time when I was a kid, they called them white fuzzies because these Sasquatch beings that were out on the ranch were actually gray haired. They weren't like brown or black haired. They were gray haired beings that were seen out there. They were directly connected to the craft. You can't convince me otherwise. And there's a whole group of people that say, no, those two aren't connected. But in my experience, in the case out at the ranch, they were definitely connected. So, you know, you can't negate your own personal experiences. And it's important to share with others because that's what it's all about in the end, is drawing these connections and conclusions and you know, looking at the parallels between other people's experiences and your own, right? So
now, as far as your own personal investigations, would you say that most of the cases and sightings and experiences people have had have been positive or negative, or kind of just an even mix of both?
Well, I think that's an interesting, it's a really good question. At the time, in the late 70s, when this happened, it felt very eerie and it felt scary and evil. It wasn't something I welcomed. I mean, I never slept alone after these things happened. I was frightened, shadow figures in the room. It's very scary. Now that I'm an adult and it sort of changed, I'm not saying it wouldn't still be scary if that activity is slowed down out there now out in Elbert County. But my connection to whatever the path that I'm on now feels positive. Does that make sense? I guess. It's both for me.
But yeah, I think that from most of the people that I've interviewed, and I've had, you know, my own experiences, for me, most of it has been positive. These beings seem to be curious or possibly trying to pass on information, not necessarily anything negative, just trying to maybe enlighten humans. I'm not sure, but there has been a lot of messages on how we're treating the planet, things like this when it comes to abductions. I believe that it could be that these beings are trying to give us messages about our future. Do you think that it's possible that it's true that we could be some kind of experiment for extraterrestrials?
I guess that's one possibility, and I know that's a popular theory out there. It's interesting. John Schussler bestowed upon me I'm going to put out the town here, but it's the briefing document from the ranch at the time. I'm keeping it to Elbert County because the actual town, and although there was phenomenon in each of these towns, especially with the cattle mutilations, this specific town where the ranch is still a very, very small town. So I don't want people to get curious and go to this town and start bugging the people. They're kind of private people. Anyway, but in this briefing document, it talks about that at the time of this phenomenon, there were two different races of ET beings in conflict with one another. And I know that's a theory out there, like there's the Palladians and the Orions that possibly had this battle and this war amongst themselves. And this was reported in this briefing document that they were actually two beings out here that were sighted, and they were kind of fighting amongst themselves. And we were just sort of afterthought or in their way. And at the time, our family, we were threatened not to talk about this by the ET beings. They were disembodied voices. And I'll share that in Laughlin, what that recording, because in this briefing document, it says exactly what the warning was. And we were told that we were to remain silent concerning them. So I don't know, you know, it would be really nice to think that the ETs are out there and they have our back and they're going to help us, especially since they can take down our nukes. And if we're stupid and we're going to go to a nuclear war, maybe they'll shut it down. I'm not so sure if they're doing that to save the planet, to save us, or both. You know, I'm hopeful that they care about us and want us to survive, but maybe they just are interested in our planet. You know,
could be. Yeah, that very well could be.
Hate to be doom and gloom.
Yeah, it could be either one. I'm hoping for the best, though.
Me definitely. Too. Me too.
Katie, thank you for coming on and talking to us today.
Yeah.
I'm so much looking forward to your presentation. Now, if people want to find out more about you and your books and the research you do, what's the best way that they can do so?
They could just go to my website. It's katiegroboski.com, and it's KATIEGRIBOSKI.com. And you can find everything out there, and there's contact information there as well. So I'm really looking forward to sharing some of these interviews I've been able to do in regards to this time frame out in Elbert County. I'm going to share sound bites from these interviews, and there's some just unbelievable information in there. I'm so excited to share it with people.
Yeah, awesome. I'm looking forward to that very much. Katie, thank you for coming on today, and I will see you in Laughlin.
All right. Sounds great, Chris.
All right,
thank you.
Have a good one. Hello, everyone. I am back here today with Mike Ricksecker. He is the award-winning author of several books. He has appeared on multiple shows and programs as a paranormal historian, and he hosts the Edge of the Rabbit Hole live stream show and Beyond the Shadows on the Haunted Road Media YouTube channel. He is also director-producer of the Shadow Dimensions docuseries. He regularly travels to speak about supernatural phenomenon and writing. Mike, welcome. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, Chris. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah. I am very much looking forward to your presentation this year at the Laughlin UFO Mega Conference. I'm looking forward to meeting you. It's going to be such an awesome time. What is the title of your presentation? I've looked at it earlier. I want you to kind of give us a little teaser, because this is going to be amazing, the combination that you have between the paranormal and ufology is going to be,
Absolutely. It's our shadow people, extraterrestrials. So there's a lot of interesting similarities between what people in the paranormal field report as shadow phenomena and what people in the ufology community report as ET phenomenon. And so I'm going to examine, are these things two related, or are these two things related? Are some of these shadow phenomena that we witness, these entities that we witness, are they actually ETs? Are some of these interdimensional beings? I'm going to take a deep dive into different types of shadow phenomena. And of course, the primary focus being on ET phenomena.
Now, with most of the encounters that you've researched and taken a look at, are they mostly kind of negative encounters? Have you ever had any positive shadow people encounters?
You know, I get that question a lot, and you know, it's unfortunate that there are people out there that will try to say that all shadow entities are dark and evil. They're the darkest of the dark, the evil of all, or the most evil of all evil things. And it's just really not the case. Yes, there are some that are evil and nefarious, sure, but this is going to sound very simplistic. But the way I put this is: there are some people that are good. There are some people that are bad. There are some shadow people that are good and some shadow people that are bad. It just really depends on the agenda of the particular shadow entity. And so, yes, there are accounts of shadow entities that are actually benevolent in nature, but most are just rather benign. In fact, with shadow phenomena like we get with a lot of ET encounters, they're just watching and observing, studying us for some unknown reason. And you know, to this day, we really don't know. I mean, we have theories about what they're doing, but we don't truly know what their agendas are.
Now, I was talking with another presenter earlier today, Katie Grabowski. She's the MUFON director here in Colorado. And we were talking about the profound connections between ufology and the paranormal. And the more I look at it, the more I talk to researchers like yourself, the more it seems that these are extremely connected. You know, they may even be, you know, one phenomenon that you could, you know, take a look at as just one massive phenomenon that covers a whole spectrum of different types of events that happen. Would you agree with that?
I would. You know, when we start talking about, especially when we start talking about interdimensional beings, you know, some of these entities appear, whether it's in your bedroom, down a hallway, wherever it is, and they're some sort of interdimensional traveler. What's the dimension that they're traveling here from? Is it, you know, is it some other universe? Is it some other, you know, planet somewhere out there in the galaxy? You know, we don't truly know. But if ETs have mastered their consciousness to be able to project themselves interdimensionally here, it stands to reason that a lot of this paranormal activity that we're witnessing could be certainly extraterrestrials traveling here through interdimensional means. We see a lot of these things that could actually be time slips. They could be actually time travelers. And it would also stand to reason that there are possibilities that ETs are also time travelers.
Now, there are also some areas and hotspots, you could say, around the United States and around the world, of course, where you have more paranormal and UFO activity than other places, you know, like the Skinwalker Ranch, Sedona, Arizona, Mount Shasta, you know, these places that report lots of UFO sightings and lots of paranormal activity. What do you think is going on there? Do you think it's some kind of maybe electromagnetic phenomenon under the earth, ley lines? What do you think?
Yeah, when we talk about areas like that, and I've done a lot of research there in Alaska with the Alaska Triangle. Yeah, you're talking about these magnetic areas of the Earth, basically that vortex energy that is welled up from the Earth's magnetic core to create these hot spots on the Earth that portals are generated. This is why the ancients would build these sites of power like Stonehenge or the pyramids or things like that at these locations, because they wanted to be able to harness that power and be able to use it for a lot of different means, whether it was, to explore altered states of consciousness, healing, like I said, portals, or even stargates. A lot of these things happen at these locations. And so, we are experiencing even more supernatural, paranormal, and ET activity at these locations.
Yeah, that is very fascinating stuff. And Mike, I'm super stoked for your presentation. For people that aren't familiar with you and they want to find out more about you between now and the conference, what's the best way that they can do so?
Yeah, best way to be able to check out everything that I'm doing and contact me would be MikeRicksecker.com. And you could also check out ShadowDimension.com.
Awesome. Well, Mike, I am so looking forward to your presentation and meeting you at the conference, hanging out. It's going to be such an amazing time. And until we meet, have a great day.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it, Chris.
This year's Laughlin UFO Mega Conference is the world's largest. It's going to feature over 35 scientists, researchers, and contactees presenting incredible new disclosures over 7 days. You can now register for the full week, half a week, or even by the day or session. Not only is there going to be over 35 amazing presentations, you're going to get a skywatch, meet and greets, and exclusive film screenings. This amazing event will also be available via live stream online. Go to their website, which is LaughlinUFOMegaConference.com, and register now. Last year's conference was amazing, and this year's is going to be even better. Join us for an incredible 7 days of education and disclosure, the Laughlin UFO Mega Conference.